This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Doug Steffen Good Day program, focusing on what's good as much as we can. Some of the things that are around that are the keys to conversation are not necessarily great, but we'll see if we can find some keys to make you happy today. 888-302-3684. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here from her lovely lilt and lair in Los Angeles.
My lair. I like that.
Yeah, you like that? Mm-hmm. The top 10 topics, always the focus of our poll over the weekend at DougSteffen.com. The top 10 items from Talkers Magazine. I do the Weekend Talk Radio Countdown show with Michael Harrison, and we spent a couple of hours going through the situation. Kenny works hard on this every week to find a sound that sort of backs up what Talker says are the big stories of the week, and then we ask you, what was the most important one? What's your read on the most important stories? Number one last week was the Ebola pandemic threat. I don't know if I like that word, just the Ebola situation. 40% agreed to that, saying it was number one with you as well. Not even close was the battle of or against ISIS. 19% said that was most important to them. Midterm elections, number three at 11%. Wow, it goes down fast after that. Presidential prospects, 9% said that was most important to you. Let's see here. 6% said the Major League Baseball playoffs. And by the way, our poll today asks, as the World Series starts tomorrow, which team do you want to win, the Royals or the Giants? Tell us
at
DougSteffen.com. Wondering out loud about cruise deals. Tom Parsons at BestFares.com says the cruise deals, you won't believe. After the news this weekend of the person that had Ebola getting on that ship, and then they brought her into port and took her off the ship, the prices on the cancellations are legion. People don't want to go on a cruise ship because they saw this headline. This is the thing that you wonder about. It's a strange connection. The reality of advertising and how it supports what you hear or see or read. Like Carnival Cruise Lines fill up the Sunday papers with supplements, advertising, here are the deals, yada, yada, yada. And yet the lead story in the New York Times Sunday paper was the healthcare worker on the cruise ship and how everybody was afraid of getting Ebola. That thing spread around. The rumor started and somebody got a hold of it. Somebody, you know, news is everywhere. If you're on a cruise, that doesn't mean that you're away from the news, because most of you have a device.
Right.
Many of you have headlines. Hits the device. Bingo. The rumors start. Oh, somebody on the boat's got Ebola. Let's get back to port right away. Can you imagine what that captain of that ship was thinking?
Forget the captain. Okay.
How do we get back to port fast?
I'm not much for fear-mongering with Ebola. I don't think that we're all going to get Ebola. I think that we need to be
strong
safe. And I think that we need to, you know, make sure that we're not doing dumb things as a country. But if I were on a cruise ship, Dougie, I would be afraid. Because as someone who got sick on a cruise ship once, stuff spreads fast. It's like a little petri dish, those cruise ships. And it's, ugh. Mm-hmm. I would probably want to jump off if I heard somebody on the ship had Ebola. I'll take my chances as a terrible swimmer and just go for it.
You could float pretty well.
I float and backstroke very well.
There you go. Congratulations to Jennifer, by the way, for a successful weekend walk for the American Cancer Society. A lot of social media with pictures of the walk. Ours, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Twitter doesn't have it, but Jennifer on her Facebook page.
And on my Twitter, I did post, actually.
Did you read
it? At Jennifer Horn Radio. Yes.
All right. Okay. So that's good. We had good results from that. Thank you for helping and participating. I was talking earlier about Mark Zuckerberg. Speaking of things on Facebook, he and his wife donated $25 million to the Centers for Disease Control Foundation to help fight Ebola. Some interesting Facebook comments, Kenny. Dave says, super cool, Mark. If anybody understands the importance of getting out in front of exponential growth, it's you. Bravo. Edward says, incredible. Thanks for taking the lead on this. It's desperately needed. Let's see. Herman says, this is wonderful. I admire you and Priscilla's leadership on this critical and timely issue. So are there others that will do the same thing? Probably. We always say the same thing when somebody promotes themselves like this. What's the, you know, what's the reason? Jennifer said, who's got $25 million to devote to it? Yeah, that's a relative comment. My comment always is, just if you give the money, it's like celebrities who give to certain causes. And there are two trains of thought here. Speaking of the American Cancer Society walk, if there was somebody walking with you that was a famous person and they said, I'm going to give you $100,000 for this. Well, that would be newsworthy, because the thinking on the part of the American Cancer Society would be to tell everybody, this person's doing it.
Why don't you?
And I think that's where that has some credibility at any rate. Again, more food for thought. I was looking, as we are trying to figure out what's going on with the ISIS community and what's going on in the terrorist department, because we've spent a lot of time on Ebola so far. How many of you remember John Walker Lind? L-I-N-D-H.
Well, he either has to be deceased or he has to be a bad person, because he's got three names.
John Walker, L-I-N-D-H. You remember him, Kenny?
Name sounds really familiar, but... Mm-hmm.
Who remembers John Walker, L-I-N-D-H? 888-302-3684. I will not tell you the rest of the story.
Am I right with my guess, though?
You're warm. Okay. Three names like that, he's got to be a bad guy.
Or deceased. Either one.
Mm-hmm. Well, I believe he's still alive, but I don't know that for sure, but that isn't the news. And this isn't even news. It just happened to come to me over the weekend as I was looking at a lot of stuff that has to do with ISIS and with Islamists and with terrorists.
You did a little light ISIS reading this
week. Yeah, I did, yeah. I've done a lot of light reading this weekend. 888-302-3684. Stan, listening in Wyoming. Hi, Stan. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi. The lady that was on the cruise liner?
Yes.
She was cleared of Ebola before she left the ship.
She was cleared of it. So then why did they feel they had to go to port?
I'm not sure about that either, but...
I did not. Kenny, did you hear that? She was cleared of having Ebola. They weren't worried about. Wow. Wasn't there somebody else who there was? How did they test? I would want to know how they tested. Okay. It was just a temperature test, like they did when some other people got onto planes and they found that they did have Ebola. I'd be wondering about that. Yes. No.
Okay. They flew a helicopter to the ship and got her blood and took it, and brought it
why
back.
Why did they just take her off of the cruise ship?
Yeah, why did they leave her? Why did they send a helicopter out?
You can come and take her blood.
I'm not sure either.
Uh-huh. All right. I'm not sure we got... Your name's not Stan, is it?
Stan. It's
T-A-N. Oh, okay. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Jim's in Grand Rapids. Hi, Jim.
Hello.
Who's John Walker Lind?
I think he was convicted of spying.
He was convicted, but he wasn't convicted necessarily of spying. You're warm, though. Joe's listening in El Paso, KTSM. Hi, Joe.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, thanks. Who was John Walker Lind?
He was the American Taliban that we saw when we invaded Afghanistan.
Right. The American Taliban. How many people remember? This was, we're going back to the fall of, when this all started, fall of 1999, when he joined a mosque in Mill Valley, California. I didn't even know there was a mosque. I was looking back into his spiritual advisor was a fellow named Mufti Muhammad Ilamis Khan. He was very young at the time and was very much influenced by this movement, and he got wrapped up in it and joined the Taliban. And I remember the trial. This is like 2002, so this is 12 years ago. And the reason I guess it came into my mind is because we were so focused on the Americans and the Brits and some of the others who have gone over to join ISIS, as if it was the first time this has happened. This is not something new. There have been people, Americans, for whatever the reason, that have gotten involved in these movements over time. Just one that came into my mind. So, Joe, thank you. Appreciate it. Good to have somebody listening and paying close attention. 888-302-3684. We got to deal with Ebola. I thought it was interesting. We've done a couple of people stories this morning. People in the news, Ray Rice, and the suspension may be over before the investigation is over. There's a number of football. I think we missed one. Didn't we miss one football story for some reason?
You brought it up about the Cowboy defense guy who
maybe I've covered
did
all
a lot
that
of passing yards.
All right, other people in
DeMarcus.
The news.
Yes. Just like, this is how I watch football. So if it's not Peyton Manning or
I know what it was. There's a story we have at DougStephan.com today about Dallas Cowboys running back Joseph Randall, who was arrested for shoplifting underwear last week. And he had just landed an endorsement deal for underwear.
What a dummy. Why was he shoplifting underwear? And did he have them on or shoved in his pockets?
How did he manage to elude authorities or get caught?
He didn't manage to elude anybody. He got caught, but the press about this caused this company to come out and offer him an endorsement deal for their underwear.
Really? Joseph Randall, is he a good player? I don't know anything about this guy, but I don't know anything about football.
I've never heard of him before.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, he shoplifted underwear and a bottle of cologne.
Well, you know, at least he was kind of for the good hygiene card. I'll give him credit for that.
He's going to hawk Me Undies. That's the brand, Me Undies. He landed the endorsement.
No, officer, those are Me Undies.
Okay. He's been fined $29,000 by the Cowboys for the arrest. Is that
why
part
are
of
there
the,
so many criminals in the NFL?
Because it's a horrible game. It attracts horrible people.
It's not a horrible game.
It's a horrible
people.
Game.
There are a lot of good people, but why in the world does it attract so many bad ones?
Well, I mean, I think you answered. The answer to your question was in the question. At any rate, this story will bring perhaps a smile. Under the auspice, let's see here, Me Undies, head of marketing and business development, said Randall will donate $15,000 or more worth of underwear and other clothing to needy children, make public service announcements in schools in Dallas to warn children and students about learning from their mistakes.
Nice.
19 after on Good Day.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I'd say 10.
4, 5, 12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams is about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale.
Summertime.
Cherry Wheat.
Ooh, Cherry Wheat.
Red Bull IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
He's going up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass. Take it responsibly.
I'm a state-of-the-art 60-inch flat-screen TV. And I mean, not to brag or anything, but if a burglar ever breaks into this place, I'm pretty certain I'm the first thing he's going to steal. I mean, it's not like he's going to take that recliner over there. Or that coffee table.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage as well as provide liability protection. Visit Geico.com today.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wonder contest. Daily at this time, we present a song recorded by a man or a woman or a group, and this was their only success.
La 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 la. Is that what you want to try to hit? You want to
hear that?
Peter, crank that up.
Get ready. Here it comes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my glasses.
The birds just exploded.
So, if you know who's singing this, 888-302-DOUG, tell us the name of this singer, and we'll reward you with a CD that has a whole lot of one-hit wonders on them.
And I'll double your prize if you can imitate this singer.
Yeah, right. Which what Jennifer is trying to do right now. 888-302-3684. This song called Lovin' You. An American artist, grew up on the south side of Chicago, scored gold with this during this week in 1975. Why'd you stop playing the song, Peter? Just keep that little puppy.
Oh, yeah. Crank it up, as Doug would say.
Hard to crank this one up.
There it goes again.
Call us now at 888-302-3684. Tell us the name of this.
It is, Dougie.
One hit wonder, yeah. There it is. As a teenager, she sang backup vocals with a Chicago-based girl group called The Gems. After high school, she attended a performing arts school, being groomed as a ballet dancer and an opera singer. Loving you is beautiful. Loving you is easy because you're beautiful. Every day of my life is filled with loving you. Pop music was where she excelled, even though she was being groomed for other things. Went on to sing backup for Etta James, Fontella Bass, Ramsey Lewis, Bo Diddley, Chuck Berry.
That's pretty cool.
Wow.
Her daughter, TV actress Maya Rudolph.
No way! Seriously?
Yeah. Was a baby.
Really?
In the studio when Loving You was recorded. Was called a love song to her daughter when it was recorded. That's what she's thinking. She's looking at the baby. As she, I never knew that about this song.
All right, but maybe it makes me like it more.
Yeah, right. Year after this was released, she was diagnosed with breast cancer, and 3 years later she died.
Oh.
She was only 31. I remember when that took place. I remember that whole story. Wow, 31 years old. Okay.
I had no idea that was Maya Rudolph's mom.
Yep. Okay.
That's teaching me things, Dougie.
My mother's name was Wanda, so there aren't many people around who are named Wanda. We have a woman named Wanda in Virginia listening to you today. Hello, Wanda.
Hello.
That name hasn't come out of my mouth for a long, long time, actually. So, Wanda, what's your story? Tell us about you.
Well, I can tell you about Wanda. There was a warrior princess in Poland named Princess Wanda.
Oh, I never knew that.
In the 1500s.
Really? So, are you a warrior type, Wanda?
I have my causes that I champion.
Huh. Good.
Very good. Wanda. Yeah. I never thought about that. I always thought it was kind of an American. I never really examined it, to be honest with you. It's an unusual name. So I'm glad to hear that from you. I'll hold on to that. Wanda, what's the name of the lady singing the song?
Minnie Riperton.
Minnie Riperton. What do you remember about what was going on in your life when this song was a big hit?
Well, I graduated from high school in 74, so and I had decided that if I didn't get a job before I turned 18, I would join the Army.
And did you?
And I got a job.
Yeah. Well, good for you. And didn't see the world. All right, we're going to send you a CD of our one-hit wonders, Wanda. Thank you. Very nice to talk with you. 28 after on Good Day.
Your local Health Mart pharmacy would like to salute caregivers everywhere. They're the selfless among us, juggling work and care, with little time for themselves. The ones who are aiding an aging parent, or nurturing a sick child, or supporting a loved one who perhaps doesn't remember them anymore. Fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your Health Mart pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with advice, encouragement, and expert guidance in good times and bad. That's because Health Marts are independently owned by pharmacists who are part of the community and take the time to know you and your family's changing needs. At Health Mart, we care for caregivers, and we'd love to know each and every one of you by name. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Look, kid. When guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Mom, you text so slow. Abbreviate. Use BTW for by the way and LOL for laugh out loud.
Well, I'm texting Dad to make a reservation at America's Best Value Inn. Got one for that? ABVI. ABVI?
America's Best Value Inn. Everyone knows they're BVOTR, the best value on the road.
You're right. They have free internet and continental breakfast at most of their 1,000 hotels in North America, plus instant rewards with the Value Club.
You'd better text Dad to go to ABVI.com ASAP.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3 Square Meal Unit Sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 120 26 serving, 3 square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90.
Save over $25.
Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3 square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, proflowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
And Jennifer was trying. Minnie Riperton was the star of the of that particular section of the program because we were playing her song "Loving You." There's a lot of great lyric line in there. At any rate, Jennifer was trying to hit the high notes. As
oh well. No, I wasn't really trying to hit it. Mm-hmm. But everybody, turn your radio off. Here we go. Ready?
Oh, here we go.
La 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 la.
Okay.
Well, is that good? Do you think I can make it to the next round of American Idol, Dougie?
Maybe, maybe not.
We'll phone you.
You'll call me? Oh, yeah. Okay.
We have some American Idol news at DougStefan.com, as a matter of fact, today. In general, a television report in the latter part of this half hour. With
maybe I won't.
That report. Maybe you will, maybe you won't. Some other things. An interesting story from David Letterman's late night show. We have been discussing the Ebola drama. Drama, 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 drama. Our lives are filled with drama. The drama on the high seas ended yesterday. The cruise ship carrying that Dallas healthcare worker docked at the port of Galveston. The woman has been unidentified. She tested negative. Lady called us in the last half hour, that's why we checked this out. Said that a helicopter had flown to the ship to collect a blood sample from this worker. And by the way, she was at Texas Presby, as they call it, a lab supervisor, handled specimens from Duncan. She tested negative for Ebola, allowed to disembark with no restrictions, along with the 4,000 other passengers who were scared fared bananas on that Carnival Magic cruise. So, anyway, people in the family that's connected to Thomas Eric Duncan have been quarantined. Remember that lady whining and crying, why do we have to be quarantined? Yeah. I thought she was a silly so-and-so, selfish, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Their mandatory 21-day observation period expired. The family described the increasing anxiety based on the treatment they had from their friends or people they thought were their friends who now are no longer seemingly their friends.
Okay, so let's play real, like, what if. Okay.
Real life.
So, Dougie, so let's just say one of your very close friends. Mm-hmm. Let's say one of your farm neighbors. How about that? Somebody that you like that lives near you on the farm. Mm-hmm. Comes down with Ebola.
Right.
You see this person. Maybe you go over there once a week. You play some cards, you know, whatever. Have a glass of milk.
Mm-hmm.
You have a little something. You pack your car in front of their house. And do you keep going over there after Ebola strikes? Or what?
Nope.
But see, I think it's natural. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would call on the phone and be like, hey, how you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Need anything? Mm-hmm. I'll leave it a mile away and you can come and get it.
Leave it at the shopping center.
Exactly. If I have a really long stick, I'll push it down the street towards you.
Mm-hmm. The nursing assistant who became infected with Ebola several weeks ago has fought off the disease. Initial test report suggests that Teresa Romero's bloodstream was clear of any trace of Ebola. Authorities are awaiting some other tests or confirmation of this. This is the Spanish. I'm trying to remember how she was the first person to contact this, but why? How did she? There was somebody who died of Ebola at a Spanish hospital, I think, right? Do I remember that part?
Oh, yeah, I guess she touched her face, or I don't know, something happened.
Mm-hmm. The global famine warning system predicting a major food crisis if Ebola continues to grow exponentially over the coming months. There are 750,000 people who are getting no food now in West Africa because either they can't afford it because the prices have gone sky high or the farms have just been abandoned or both. Last week, the focus of World Food Day at the United Nations was how to help the people in these areas who are literally without any food. And if they don't die from Ebola, they're going to die from starvation. These small villages and the remote areas where people are just not going. They're not bringing food.
And they didn't have a lot of food to begin with.
No. Nope. 1.3 million people are in need in Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea. So far, the UN has provided food to 534,000 people. They're trying to get to another 600,000. I was thinking, because I've interviewed this woman any number of times, Bettina Lauscher, who is the chief spokesperson for the UN Food Agency, says that they have enough food for 1.3 million people, but they can't get it in. And that's, as you can imagine, a big problem. But the fact that if the food access is completely shut down in these areas and they can't get food in, if you don't get Ebola and die, you're going to die of starvation. And there are some people who say, oh, well, that's a good thing. We'll get rid of them that way. And then there's no damage or danger. There are people like that. You know that as well as I do. So, all right. So what else, Kenny? Do you have any more? I have this story that I want to spend some time on, the Nazi war criminals. This came out of nowhere. But I want to know if you've got comments. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. More people wanting to react to what's going on, all things Ebola.
Just one more comment so far this morning about Ebola. Beverly says, anyone who isn't concerned about Ebola isn't paying attention.
Mm-hmm. And so what do we, let's suggest what it takes to pay attention, listening to, paying close attention. On my own Facebook page, Madeline sent, Ebola, why not flies? why are our soldiers going to be safe, or how are they going to be safe there? Is this stuff, in other words, she's asking whether flies can carry the disease. Insects can carry the disease. Yeah, I think that's a very good question, isn't
and
it?
Probably,
flies are all over. I've had a worst fly season in recent memory here. My house and the car and everything around have been loaded with flies, killing flies.
Mosquitoes, if you think about that, left. Too.
Yeah, carrying that stuff. So I think that is a question. Anyway, Kenny, what did you say? You said what you were going to say.
I did.
All right. So here's something that'll be great conversation, it seems to me. The suspected Nazi war criminals and SS guards who were collecting millions of dollars in Social Security because of a loophole. How, again, management. The Justice Department, the way that we got Nazi suspects to leave the country was to have them keep their benefits. Huh? This has just come out over the weekend. This is a story that I saw on AP, I think it was late last night or early this morning. The Nazis who were in World War II have collected millions of dollars in Social Security benefits from our country after being forced out. The payments underwritten by you and me flowed through this loophole that gave the Justice Department the ability to get rid of these people, but we said, we'll keep sending you your Social Security, just get out of the country. Those who were the people among the benefactors, armed SS troops who guarded the Nazi camps where millions of the Jewish population perished, a rocket scientist who used slave laborers to advance his research in the Third Reich, and a Nazi collaborator who engineered the arrest and execution of thousands of Jews in Poland. There are at least four living beneficiaries: Martin Hartmann, a former SS guard; Jacob Denzinger, patrolled the grounds at Auschwitz. This guy Hartmann moved to Berlin in 2007 from Arizona. He was about to be stripped of his U.S. citizenship, but he was told if he got out of the country, he could keep his benefits, just disappear. The deals allowed the Justice Department's former Nazi hunting unit to skirt lengthy deportation hearings and increase the number of Nazis it expelled from the U.S. Government records reveal heated objections from the State Department to this practice. Social Security benefits became tools. U.S. diplomatic officials used them to secure agreements in which the Nazis would accept the loss of citizenship, voluntarily leave the United States if we kept paying them their Social Security. What do you think of that? Who thinks that sounds like a good idea? This is something that gets us off. This is, I wrote down next to the story, from the Black Eye Department. Is this a black eye for America?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Huh.
Okay, when you get right down to brass tacks, these people, I'm looking at a picture. I remember when I was working in Cleveland on a radio station there was a fellow that came from Cleveland whose name escaped me at the moment, but he was accused of having been a soldier in a camp. And he got, I think he got sent back to Israel and tried, if I remember correctly. But there were a lot of people who didn't, and now they're old and sick. And you think, oh, well, that's too bad, these poor old people. Nah, you still want to throttle them, right?
Mm-hmm.
You still want to throttle them. Mm. 17 for the hour, Doug Steffen, the Good Day program. Let's focus on your health and your well-being, the end product of taking Omax 3 Ultra Pure. Omax 3. O, the letter O, M-A-X, the number 3, Ultra Pure. Developed by doctors at Yale University, it is so far and beyond the krill oil. The krill oil thing has been quite the to-do over the last year or two. People think krill oil, that's great stuff. Omega-3s, yum, yum.
So I don't know if they say yum, yum.
Yum, yum. I may not say. But especially if you take krill oil, because all the fish burps that come after having krill oil. It's not that it's bad for you. Krill oil is not bad for you. It's just not as good for you by any stretch of the imagination as Omax 3 Ultra Pure. Omax 3 Ultra Pure and the omega-3 content 16 times what you find in a krill oil softgel capsule the same size as the Omex 3 Ultra Pure capsule. So you'll notice all kinds of things that will happen to you. Richie's been saying, Richie's back tomorrow, by the way, been saying that he's noticed a difference in how he's feeling around. He had a lot of aches and pains associated with his cancer treatment for whatever the reason, and he now says that since he started taking the Omex 3 Ultra Pure, not the case anymore. It sharpens your mind, your mood, your memory, because the oil is lubricating, literally lubricating your brain. Omega-3s stop inflammation. Good, Doug.
That too.
Yes. Stop inflammation.
They are.
Yeah. Very effective. Anyway, omega-3, some of the brands only have 30% omega-3. Omex 3 Ultra Pure has nearly 100%. And it's 100% tested, contaminant-free. The makers of Omex 3 Ultra Pure are so confident you will see and feel the amazing benefits. They're sending you a free 30-day supply when you call 800-316. 7918, you heard me correctly, a free 30-day supply to prove how good it is. You take it, you feel it, you sense it, you know it. Omex 3 Ultra Pure, 800-316-7918. Take advantage of the free 30-day supply. Just pay for shipping and handling. You can go online to Doug 4, Omex 3, D-O-U-G, the number 4, Omex, O-M-A-X, the number 3.com, and get it that way if you'd like. Whichever way, it doesn't make any difference. Just get it, enjoy it, see it, and keep taking it. Omex 3 Ultra Pure, 800-316-7918. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment. Comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes. A stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
I'd say 10.
4 or 5.
12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams is about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale.
Terry Wheat.
Ooh, Terry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
These go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass. Get responsibly.
I just can't handle this scene anymore. I wish I could find someone who's compatible with me and my values.
Come now. Keep the flame of hope burning. All you need is a visit to Geico.com, the one website devoted to ease, savings, and the long-lost art of chivalry. We'll take you by the hand and escort you through a free rate quote, shower you with policy managing and bill-paying tools, throw our coats down in mud puddles to protect your shoes, unless you think that'd be weird. Is that weird? For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
There was 57 channels in another month. 57 channels in another.
All right, now we're at 49 after the hour. I have the story from DougSteffen.com about the American Idol fans and being allowed to pick the last. What's that, this about? You get a ticket okay. to Hollywood to be on the show?
It's the golden ticket, Dougie. Come on, get with the program. All right, so this story at DougSteffen.com today. For the first time ever, American Idol fans will actually get to vote for a hopeful, and they'll actually get to say, "You're going to Hollywood," which is what I'd always want to say. Producers of the series have added a new wrinkle that allows viewers to have say in which contestant will receive a golden ticket to the show's Hollywood rounds that begins October 25th and will air in the spring. So even though the judges still get to pick who gets to make it through, there are four contestants that you can vote from. I won't give you the names because it doesn't matter. But there are four contestants that you can go online and vote for so that you can send one of these four who didn't make it via the judges. You can choose which ones will get that golden ticket to Hollywood, kind of like a second chance. They do short video clips and they give a brief explanation about why they should be the next winner before they perform their song.
Really?
You gonna vote?
Probably not.
Okay.
Thanks for asking.
over at the Late Show, a little drama going on. Tony Mendez. He's been a longtime on-air fixture. He handles the cue cards for David Letterman on The Late Show. Well, he took the wrong cue this week when he assaulted staff writer Bill Schecht, a 15-time Emmy nominee.
And he didn't fight with him, did he?
And he got himself fired. This is according to the New York Post. Mendez, who's been with Letterman for 21 years, got into a verbal altercation with Schecht and Dave Letterman over changes in cue cards, went home overnight and stewed about the slights from Schecht over a long period. When he came back the next day, he grabbed Schecht by the shirt and pushed him up against the wall. Uh-oh. He was kicked out of the theater and then notified that he had been officially terminated for the show. Good news here. Stephen Colbert is coming over in a few months anyway. So,
51 after.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I couldn't believe it. Someone recently asked me if I had a facelift because I'm looking so much younger. I was stunned. How would that make you feel? It's because of my new anti-aging lotion that lifts, firms, and has dramatically reduced my crow's feet. You know you're ready to look younger. So call now and receive a GCN special offer. 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit faceliftlotion.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Tom, what he thinks is going to happen to the cruise business now that a cruise ship has been identified as having one of the Texas hospital workers on it. Imagine this person. How in the world do these people have this little common sense, or are they that selfish? We'll find out. Tom Parsons from bestfares.com here on Good Day in just a moment.
Let's get down to business. You don't travel too often for work, but when you do, you want to stay where you know you'll be taken care of. That's where Choice Hotels comes in. We have everything you need to keep you on top of your game, like free hot breakfast for that much-needed morning boost, free internet to keep you in touch with home base, and a generous loyalty program so you can earn great rewards. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Amenities vary by location.
This weekend at Guitar Center, it's our biggest guitar, amp, and effects sale of the year. More than 300,000 instruments will be marked down below our everyday unbeatable prices. It's Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save at least 15% on select guitars, basses, and amps $299 and up. Get deals like $300 off an American-made Gibson Les Paul. Take over 40% off on Fender All-Tube Vaporizer Combo Amps. And save up to 60% on Charvel Electric Guitars. Don't miss Guitarathon, only at Guitar Center, now through November 2nd, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right. Only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8989 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com. Promo code 8989.
All right. Tom Parsons from bestfares.com. The cruise ship that has this lady that was exposed to Ebola on it, this is mind-boggling. How in the world this woman get onto this ship? They don't have enough common sense. She doesn't have enough common sense to not go and expose all these people. They've isolated her on board. But what do things like this do? She has not exhibited any symptoms or signs of infection. It's been 19 days since she was in the lab with samples having been tested, so maybe she's not a problem. But what's the big deal about it? You go to the cruise company and you say, I'm sorry, I have a medical problem. Can you schedule me on another cruise? I mean, is it that?
I don't know. I think I would use the big letter E.
You know. Ebola, yeah.
I would say Ebola. It's okay. When I go on the ship, I just tell everybody I've been associated with Ebola. And look at that one man who made a joke on an airplane. Yeah. Ebola. And they just stopped the plane right on the ground and threw him off the plane.
Yeah, you know? As well they ought to have, frankly. So what will this do? What do rumors like this do to businesses like the cruise business as it's going into its busiest season?
Well, this is actually the slowest. Becoming Christmas is definitely busy. And I think right now, I think the United States government has to come up with clear guidelines because, again, even when the lady had 99.5 degrees of temperature, the CDC or who they are in Atlanta gave her the permission, yeah, that's no problem. You meet the guidelines. You can still travel. Okay. I mean, I don't blame the nurses. I mean, these nurses thought they were very well protected. Then we find out what kind of equipment they gave them. It was all shoddy. And I think right now what we're doing, we have four locations in America. If somebody gets ill and comes down with Ebola, we send them there. And we start taking this more seriously. I think in every hospital in America, watch the 10-minute tape, is qualified.
All right. So the president says he doesn't have a philosophical objection to a travel ban. What happens to the airline industry if that happens?
Oh, well, I think right now it's, there's this answer and that answer, but at the same time, I just think we have seen Europe has gone down. We've seen, now with this in the cruise industry, this is a very slow travel period. I mean, we're seeing wild and crazy stuff. But, I tell you what, it could be one of the better times for you in the future. We saw this a few years ago when we had that virus come out of China and went to Mexico and travel definitely dropped and prices dropped. Mm-hmm. And we saw this week cities in the Frankfurt and Paris and London in the $700 to $800 range for like 48 hours. So there's some deals going to be coming if you want to go to Europe. And if you get sick in Europe, how are you getting back home?
Well, they won't let you back on the plane.
Yeah.
Right?
You may be stuck there.
Mm-hmm. Well, common sense is really, it seems to me, what just amazing, the lack of common sense, lack of people with common sense, that sort of thing. So Tom Parsons can be checked out. Go to bestfares.com. There are always deals for Doug Stephan listeners. Actually, if you go to the contributors box at dougstephan.com, you'll click onto Tom's picture. You get the information that way. 59 after the...
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.